Professor Dugan, thank you so much for joining us here today. I'm Jackson Hinkle, and this is Hazal Dean Grayson Walker. And we really appreciated the kind words that you had to say about MAGA communism.
Yes, very interesting. I'm intrigued.
Yes.
Somehow.
Well, for my first question, and I'm going to pass it off to my colleagues here in a moment, I'm wondering, what are the specific features of the American logos that we can cultivate in a way that wouldn't be antagonistic to the rest of the world to help build this multipolar world?
I have made the big work, writings dedicated to all civilization, and one volume, among other, is dedicated to North America, United States. And when I'm trying to penetrate the culture and the civilization, I try to abandon absolutely my prejudices, my personal position, and writing the work on the United States, I have put myself in the skin of American and trying not to criticize but to understand. And I precisely to find something like American logos, without any prejudices, not with Russian position, but trying to become American. The same as when I studied Chinese culture, I tried to become Chinese, or imagine myself to be Chinese, and in order to describe China-centric world, and in the case of United States, American-centric world. And I have arrived at the conclusion that American logos is very much pragmatic. So the pragmatism, but pragmatism not in the common sense, but in the philosophical sense. Pierce, James, including Emerson, the main idea, in my opinion, of American logos, it is absence of prescription of how subject and object should be. That is very particular. So you have two black boxes, philosophical. What is the essence of the object, of the thing, of the world, and what is the essence of the subject, of the human subject or rationality? And the only thing that exists, that is interaction. There is a kind of works when one unknown meets the other unknown. The only thing that you can take for something real is something what happens in that moment with two unknown entities. They meet, and there is a kind of something results. You can imagine yourself to be reborn Elvis Presley or something, or Santa Claus, or everything, and you can deal with the world precisely as you wish. And that creates a kind of very open-end ontology. That is pragmatism. So no prescription at all. So you are free to experiment any kind of interaction. That is something really American that could give some image of something very stupid on one hand, on the other, very, very creative, because no limitation, no a priori knowledge of how the things should be. So nothing. So you experiment everything around it. Immediately, I have remarked that this pragmatist philosophical attitude has absolutely nothing to do with modern-day neoliberalism. Neoliberalism, left liberalism, that is dominating now, it is radically ideological, prescriptive, so about subject and about object. So it is not America. In that sense, the real pragmatism is maybe closer to existentialism or phenomenology than to this prescriptive, very, very totalitarian neoliberal attitude. So I have discovered that there are two Americas, and deep pragmatist America and very shallow and hijacked America. That American logos is hijacked by present-day elite, ruling elite. They don't represent the real American population. It's my opinion. So, I belong to totally different intellectual, philosophical, ontological tradition than pragmatism. Finally, studying American logos, I was immersed in this pragmatist version, because romanticism, utilitarian attitude, everything you could deduce from this pragmatist attitude, many things. So the kind of idealistical version or materialist, but neither are really idealistic or materialist, because interaction, it works or it doesn't work. You are happy if something works. Who are you with what precisely you interact? That is secondary. It's up to you to decide what is these things. And that creates a great amount of freedom, I would say, ontological freedom. And that is more or less traditional America, in my opinion, grassroots America. And there is as well modern days prescriptive liberalism that has nothing to do with this pragmatism. So two Americas are in contradiction, because the modern liberal, left liberal elite, they make quite the contrary to give everybody the freedom. For example, there are two networks. One is pragmatist, it is Twitter, with Elon Musk. That is libertarian, that is pragmatist, so nobody is prescribing to anybody what to do, how to think. You are free to express your opinion. That is old way America. And there is Facebook or Google with their totally totalitarian censorship, prescriptive, what you should do, you should, how walk you should be, and all kind of to be progressive, you should, you have to be progressive. If you are not progressive, you are fascist. You have to be woke, otherwise you are totalitarian. You have to be liberal, because if you are illiberal, you should be punished for that. So that is totally different attitude. So in that sense, answering your question, I have arrived at the conclusion that some group of people in the elite has hijacked American logos and transformed and has broken it.